Well, my name is Darius Shonfar. I'm the city treasurer, subbing in for the mayor tonight. And I just wanted to welcome everybody and wish everybody a happy Mo Day. Up to here. So, in case you didn't know, 5 years ago exactly, on February 24, 2018, the last time Mo played for the public at the Palace, Mayor Sheehan declared February 24 to be Mo Day in their honor. Today, if you didn't notice it on your way in, we renamed Pearl Street right outside as Mo Street in the city of Albany. So on your way out, make sure to get your pictures under Mo Street because they can't keep it there forever, unfortunately. Now, the reason that this rare honor was bestowed upon this wonderful progressive rock band is that although they may have formed in Buffalo when they were in college, they got their start as full-time professional musicians here in Albany back in the 90s, creating a lasting bond and relationship with our city. And so, I am here tonight with another proclamation. Now, I won't read the whole thing for you, it's a lot of words. But there's a lot of good Mo facts in here, so listen up. For 30 years, Mo has been playing shows in the Capital District and specifically in Albany. That's right. From playing in front of three people, yes, literally three people at Valentine's in 1993, to performing in front of thousands of people at the Empire State Plaza in 2001, to selling out the Palace Theater and the Washington Armory several times, Albany has always been one of Mo's favorite places to play. And early in their touring career, as I said earlier, they moved to Albany and used it as their base of operations. During that time, they developed many lifelong friendships and one of the most loyal fan bases in the United States. And whereas Mo is a progressive rock band made up now of a sextet of world-class musicians. Over three decades, Al Schneer, let's hear it for Al. Chuck Garvey, let's hear it for Chuck. Rob Durhack. Jim Laughlin, Vinny Amico, from Saratoga, and newest member, Nate Wilson, have continued to push the standard for performance art higher and further. And whereas Mo has shared the stage with a bunch of other rock bands, and whereas Rolling Stone magazine described Mo as a legendary jam band, and named Chuck and Al among the top 20 new guitar gods, the pair has been featured in Guitar World and Modern Guitar. Jim and Vinny were featured in Drum, and Rob in Bass Player. And whereas the band plays a lot of tours and gigs and goes around the world and the country a lot, and they perform at their own festivals, Snowdown, Throwdown, and Mowdown. And whereas on February 24 and 25, 2003, they will once again play at the Palace Theater for, get this, the 16th and 17th times, not including one video concert in the Palace Atrium, which you can find on YouTube, I highly recommend it. And Albany could not be prouder to welcome back Chuck full-time to the road. Let's hear it again for Chuck. And welcome the band back to their home in New York's capital city. Now, therefore, I, Darius Shonfar, vested by the power of me from the city of Albany, I do hereby not just re-proclaim Friday, February 24th to be Mo Day for the first time since 2018, not just proclaim Mo Day to be alive and well in the city of Albany, but to declare February 24, 25, and 26, 2003 to be the weekend of Mo. You're here for the weekend of Mo. Well, we're proud to welcome Mo back, and we're proud that and hope they continue to consider Albany their home away from home. Ladies and gentlemen, six guys named Mo. Thank you.
Thank you.